Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your Cruise News for Sunday, September 5th, 2021. Finally back in the studio after a week under the weather at the house. And for all the comments saying, why don't you get a green screen at the house? It just doesn't mean that much to me. Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line is sending its ship Grand Classica to New Orleans to house hurricane relief workers after last weekend's storm left nearly a million homes and businesses without power. In an email to guests, they said, today we entered an agreement to deploy the Grand Classica to New Orleans, where it will house 1,500-plus frontline workers as they push to restore the region for hundreds of thousands of people left without electricity. The contract is with Entergy. It's a company that provides power to Gulf Coast states. It's unknown how long the vessel will be out of service. And the steel has been cut for one of Princess Cruises' upcoming dual-fuel LNG cruise ships. This is the first of two new ships being built for Princess by Fincantieri, with the first delivery date in 2023. The ship is not yet named. Right now, it's just called Hull 6310. And it was announced late last week that Disney Wonder will sail from San Diego in October. October 1st, the ship will start running 3- and 4-night itineraries down to the Mexican Riviera. Disney also recently modified its health policy, now requiring all guests, regardless of vaccination status, to be tested at the pier the day of embarkation. The cruise line will cover that cost. And guests under 12 will also need to have a proof of a negative test within 3 days of sailing. Over on the East Coast, Disney Fantasy is scheduled to resume sailings to the Bahamas on September 18th from Central Florida. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 4.4%, 22.96. Royal Caribbean down 4.2%, 79.43. And Royal Caribbean down 3.3%, 24.62. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a good day off if you have a day off. If you're working like me, I'll be right here with you. Take care.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.